Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto summoned several members of the Red and White Cabinet on the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Thursday. Several of the invited ministers said President Prabowo sought updates on government programs, particularly those aimed at strengthening national food security and improving the welfare of coastal communities. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Sugiono has described the peace proposal for Gaza initiated by U.S. President Donald Trump as a concrete and progressive step toward resolving the conflict. The minister said at a state palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, Indonesia had participated in related discussions with several foreign ministers on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. According to him, all parties at a meeting agreed that U.S. involvement is crucial in efforts to achieve peace in Gaza. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Selalu
Ku hitung hari-hari, kau yang tak mau dan yang tak mau tahu.
Terlalu lama ku jadi sahabatmu, kapankah aku jadi kekasihmu?
Cukup sudah ku katakan untuk sekian kali, aku sayang kamu. Cukup sudah batas waktu untuk kau nyatakan. Sudikah dirimu? Cukup sudah ku katakan untuk sekian kali, aku sayang kamu. Cukup sudah batas waktu untuk kau nyatakan. Sudikah dirimu untuk jadi
lalu jauh.
padaku.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Caramu tersenyum tertawa dan merangkai canda, buatku terpesona. Dapatkah kau baca mataku bicara, semua yang kau punya benar istimewa. Sayangnya semesta tak restukan kisah kita, meskipun kau yang ku suka. Apa daya, ku tak bisa, ku ada yang punya. Celakanya diriku tak pandai sembunyikan rasa.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesian national football team had to accept a 2-3 loss to Saudi Arabia in the opening Group B match of the fourth round of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers on Wednesday evening local time at King Abdullah Sports City Stadium in Jeddah. So let's have the match recap with Indonesian football observer Muhammad Kusnaini, and also more opportunities to come for Indonesian football team. Hello, good afternoon, Pak Kusnaini. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Yes, Pak Kusnaini. Yes, could you hear us clearly?
Yes.
All right. So, Pak Kusnaini, 2026 World Cup qualifiers, Indonesia, Arab Saudi, 2-3, even with 3 penalties. What would you like to say about this?
Last night match, I think not too good for our hope to qualify for the World Cup.
Yes.
The match was indeed somewhat disappointing for many people of Indonesia. We actually had the potential to win, but failed to capitalize. Coach Clifford actually start the match with a good game plan. He play a double pivot in 4-2-3-1 formation, strengthening the midfield to dampen the home team aggressiveness. But unfortunately, that game plan wasn't executed well. Our two defensive midfielders play not at their best performance and couldn't control the midfield. The weakness in midfield zone allow us to come under a lot of attack. The players panicked and then made some unforced error. Saudi Arabia capitalized on this to produce more goal after goal. That's what happened.
Yes, well, actually, Saudi Arabia didn't actually dominate the match yet at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But when the penalty by Kevin Dix came, then more and more attacks from Saudi Arabia.
That's true.
And what do you think then about the coach strategy, like the player substitution and so on?
The game plan was good enough, but the problem is in execution. Also in players' lineup, I think Coach Clifford chose some players which could not perform well. Maybe they play at their best. Some players couldn't show what they usually can do. That's the problem.
Execution. Okay, so what to do then in the next match against Iraq on October 14?
Against Iraq, Coach Clifford has a lot of work to do, of course, especially selecting the right lineup to execute his game plan. Facing Iraq is a must-win match. Don't experiment anymore with lineups. Don't do that. Use your best players, Coach Patrick. The coach must also boost the players' morale after the loss to Saudi Arabia. Reassure them that they still have a chance to qualify if they win against Iraq. Equally important, remind the players to play with more discipline and avoiding making too many mistakes. Even without making mistakes, the match against Iraq will be tough. Maybe more tougher than against Saudi Arabia. Of course, we must avoiding too many mistakes.
Okay, hopefully many lessons learn from Saudi Arabia's match. But what about the scenario like the match between Saudi Arabia and Iraq? How influential it is for Indonesia?
Mathematically, Indonesia still have a chance to qualify if we can play better and get 3 points against Iraq, because if we can win with more than 2 goals, at least 2 goals, we will have a better comparison in goal difference with Saudi Arabia. But of course, with the condition, Iraq can beat Saudi Arabia in the last match in this group.
Okay, 2 goals at least. Hopefully, we can. Indonesia still keeps the hope high. And the formation itself, how important it is for the next match?
4-2-3-1, actually a good formation for Indonesia, because our style game plan rely on the our wing players. We need 2 wing players which could make a good penetration to our opponent's defense line. And actually, Coach Clifford choose the right players in Miliano Jonathan and also Beckham Putra. The problem is when our midfield couldn't control the midfield zone. The ball cannot reach the players in the mid in the wing area. Ball always in the midfield area. It make difficult not only for the wing players but also for our strikers. This is not about the formation 4-2-3-1. This is about how the team as a whole play good in the game plan which created by their coach.
Okay, back to execution as mentioned before.
Back to execution, right. Yes, that's right.
Okay, and now we're talking about the long-term steps. What key areas do you think that the Indonesian national football team needs to improve, whether in strategy, player development, mental preparation?
Again, if we talk about developing football as a whole, we must strengthen, of course, our its foundation and build its ecosystem. It's not just about national team, and also it's not about league competition. We must also talk about football as an industry. With an industrial mindset, we can build quality and sustainable competition. We certainly need to seriously develop a youth development structure. It's not just about increasing the number of youth football tournaments or festivals. That won't be effective. We need more structured youth football development, more integrated system football development, youth football development.
Yes, integration is the key for the national team, the foundation as a whole. All right. Pak Kusnaini, thank you so much for sharing your insight about the match recap. And once again, finger crossed for the next match against Iraq.
There is still a hope.
Yes, we still hope for the best. Indonesia road to the 2026 World Cup. Thank you so much, Pak Muhammad Kusnaini. Well, listener, that's the match recap between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia in the opening group B match of the fourth round of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers, and opportunities, hopes for Indonesian national football team in the next match against Iraq on October 14. Let's keep the dream, the hope high for Indonesia, and stay tuned for more programs, more good things from Indonesia, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital Application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
See? Voice of Indonesia.
The sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu tentunya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kluwo, or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan.
So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar, so knowledge is sought not kept, so people can choose the good or the bad one, so it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Rawana itu yang berwatak jelek atau Angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
for example,
baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad
manusia
and cool,
ya,
while Rama is nice and honest.
Tetapi pada
Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Ya, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. lebih dari
puppet
masturbi
and karawitan classical Javanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought Karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Kocho graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafi and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafi uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hit, while wayang tafi is colorful.
That's the explanation of Tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang Tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang Tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang Tafib was created as Tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang Tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, Tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Nah, plastik, Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tavib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitunya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang tavib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Wayang yang apa tradisi yang ada di kita. Nah, gitu aja polanya.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi, istilahnya,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation, otherwise they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di keraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pertama itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope lagi. More young generation can preserve wayang. Ya, if it goes international, mendunia, I'm ya, so excited.
Saya senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing. Making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sering ku tanya, apa hanya aku di hatimu? Karena aku tak mau jika kau ragu-ragu. Merona, setiap kau jawab aku satu-satunya sayang. Hanya kamu seorang. Bukannya ku tak percaya, ku ingin dengar berkali-kali lagi dan lagi.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening.
Terima kasih.